This is Passport to Texas. By now, many hunters have ventured into the field at least once to track and harvest deer. For most hunters, the act isn't about bringing home a trophy. It's about spending time in nature and bringing food home to the table. It's also about developing a connection with the food they eat, which is something hard to do with plastic-wrapped cuts of meat on styrofoam trays stamped with sell-by dates. Harvesting your own meat may not be easy, but you definitely know what you're getting. Jesse Griffiths is a hunter and chef and teaches classes on processing and cooking venison. He says oftentimes hunters unnecessarily waste meat.
I don't think that generally people are utilizing as much as they could or should from deer, and that's why I really wanted to put on this class. I wanted to show people how, because it's just not in our culture anymore to know how to do that. So it's by no fault of most hunters. I think that they would. I mean, don't throw the liver away. If you're going to make 30 pounds of sausage, if you don't like the taste of liver, put it in there and you'll get the nutrition.
Now, if in the past you have left sausage making to your processor, perhaps it's time to make it yourself. Tomorrow, Chef Griffiths offers tips on doing just that.
You've got it ground to the point where you want it already, and now you want to bind those and make those stick together, like literally become sticky.
That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase fishing and hunting opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.